Welcome back to 2014 Verizon Vikings Training Camp. Mike Wobshall with you, and with us also is Peter King of the Monday Morning Quarterback, of Sports Illustrated, of NBC, of all these wonderful things. And you get to go on a training camp tour and cover the game. You got to be having a lot of fun.
This is really the best time of year because you get to, you know, sort of parachute into all these places and spend a day and just get updated on all the teams. And, you know, it's just a lot of the job now is done on the phone and things. And I, nothing against the phone, but it's pretty good to press the flesh and to be able to look in Adrian Peterson's eye and say you're going to break Emmett's record. You know, things like that. I mean, those are things that I really enjoy doing by going out to places and seeing people.
What are some things you, because you come here almost every year, every training camp, what are some things in Mankato that you have to do before you leave?
There's only one thing, and that's eat at Jake Stadium Pizza.
Right.
I mean, that's, I mean, it's great. The people over there are so nice and friendly, and I've been going there for I don't know how many years. Not as long as Fran Tarkenton, but I've been going there for quite a few years. Just a warm place, very Minnesota place. And pretty good pizza, too. So I look forward to that every year.
You've only been here for a little bit, so it's not really that fair to ask you, hey, how do we look? Because you haven't seen a bunch of us yet. But one thing I'd like to ask you is, when you're driving here, and because you came from the Detroit Lions, so you put the Detroit Lions in the back of your mind and you put the Vikings in the front of your mind, what are you thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to replace Jared Allen? You know, is Everson Griffin going to be able to give them the consistent 13, 14, 16 sack seasons that Jared Allen, for the most part, did when he was here? It's a very valuable piece of the puzzle that if you have a guy like that, that can help you disguise some secondary weaknesses. You know, I also know, you know, want to see... They had weaknesses at the nickel position last year. They get Captain Munnerlyn from Carolina. You want to see how he's meshing with this defense. Overall, the one thing I really wanted to see, other than obviously the quarterback and who's going to win the job, I'm very familiar with Mike Zimmer over the years, and he's been a very hands-on coach. So watching one-on-one receiver versus corner drills was extremely educational from this standpoint. You get to see Mike Zimmer coaching an individual position about as hard as any head coach in the league coaches an individual position. I mean, I should say both safeties and corners he's working with a lot here in camp. So those are some of the things. And then obviously, is Teddy Bridgewater going to have the kind of summer that can win him the starting job? And that remains to be seen.
You have relationships with a lot of head coaches and a lot of GMs. So here in Minnesota with Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, talk about the importance of those two having a good relationship as they go forward here with the Vikings.
Well, you know, I think for any situation to succeed, it's very seldom. I can remember only a couple of them where the general manager and the coach really didn't get along all that well. And it isn't, and I remember the Giants with Bill Parcells and George Young. It isn't that they hated each other necessarily, but they weren't real big pals, and they chafed in their relationship sometimes. But that's rare when you can win a Super Bowl and the two guys who are running the show don't really get along that well. My observation of this is that Mike Zimmer understands that he's not going to be the personnel guy. Rick Spielman understands that he's not telling the corners how to cover. So there's an understanding on both sides that each job has a boundary. And I think there's mutual respect on both sides about that boundary. And I think both guys, so far anyway, and what has it been? It's only been 7 months, but I think the relationship's a good one.
In the NFC North, you have the Green Bay Packers, which the division title runs through Green Bay because they're the reigning champions. But you have the Chicago Bears, and there's a lot of people who are very high on the Chicago Bears. You've seen the Lions. You're in the process of seeing us right now. Do you think the Lions and Vikings have a shot in this division?
You know, the one team I haven't seen yet is Green Bay, and I go into it over the summer. I'm thinking Green Bay's the class of the division. I'll be interested to see how their defense is shaping up when I visit their camp. But here's the one thing right now about Minnesota that worries me. I always worry with a new coach and a new system on both sides of the ball and maybe a new quarterback. I mean, that's a lot of newness versus, say, when you know you have to go play Aaron Rodgers, when you know you have to go play Matthew Stafford, when you have to go play Jay Cutler. You're facing Tom Brady this year. That's 7 out of 16 games with, and I'm not even talking about the rest of the schedule, and clearly there are other really good players too, but there's 7 out of 16 games with guys who could easily win the Super Bowl this year or some year. But I think the key for this team is to hit the ground running. When they open with St. Louis, the Vikings have to know there have to be a certain amount of things that they can rely on. That's why I think it's probably best that Matt Cassel starts the season and just plays for as long as he's good slash competent slash winning. And, you know, in talking to Zimmer, you know, he knows. He said, you know, at some point the quarterback of our future is going to be Teddy Bridgewater. We just don't know when it's going to be. And I think all those answers and getting the solutions quickly, those are going to really have a big bearing on whether this team wins.
Travel safely on the rest of your tour. For more, where can people find your work?
Well, you should go to the MMQB at themmqb.com or follow me on Twitter at @SI_PeterKing. And I'll try to give you a few good things to think about.
All righty. Go there for more from Peter King and stay with Vikings.com for more coverage of training camp.